Welcome to Beaufort County This Week. Today is Friday, February 9th, and this week, Andrews native and comedian Chris Rock celebrates his birthday. I'm Matt Golden, and here are your top stories presented by BCTV. Beaufort won't support a boundary street reduction without more data. Burton firefighters are concerned over the rise in trash and brush fires. And the South Carolina Senate will hear the medical marijuana debate. All this and more coming up on Beaufort County This Week. Beaufort County is a really popular destination for residents of this world. It's also a popular destination for residents of the supernatural world. Be sure to check out Sea Island Spirits, where BCTV's Cassie Hedden takes us on a journey about local spirits, haunts, legends, and other spooky things in Beaufort County. Find episodes of Sea Island Spirits on BCTV and on the BCTV YouTube channel. From the Island Packet, Beaufort County will conduct more traffic analysis before continuing with a controversial plan to cut the number of lanes on a busy stretch of Boundary Street in Beaufort from 4 to 2. The lane reduction plan, which would affect thousands of drivers in several neighborhoods in the heart of the city, prompted demands for more traffic information from Beaufort officials when the county unveiled it last month and asked for the city's support. Brittany Bishop, a program and finance director in Beaufort County's engineering department, told the Beaufort Gazette and Island Packet Wednesday that Stantec Consulting Services will study Boundary Street traffic in the coming months. Beaufort County will then bring back a report to the city that will either support or reject the idea of a road diet. A road diet is reducing the number of lanes to calm traffic while using extra space for other features. On a six-month trial basis, Beaufort County is proposing to restripe a four-lane stretch of boundary from Rebo Road to Bellamy Curve into a 2 12-foot wide lanes with a 15-foot center turn lane. That area is often referred to as Baby Boundary because it's less developed than Boundary Street west of its intersection with Rebo. From WSAV in January of 2023, the Burton Fire District said it only reported 4 brush and trash fires. However, compared to this January, that number has skyrocketed 250%. That's concerning firefighters who say these types of fires can get out of hand quickly. If you think the fire is getting away from you, call 911, said Assistant Chief Daniel Byrne with the Burton Fire District. Let us get there. Let's put the fire out. Don't sit there and try to deal with it for 5, 10, 15 minutes and now we've got a major fire we have to deal with. Burning your trash may seem like an easy way to get rid of it. However, not only is it illegal, it can spread quickly and it's not safe to breathe in the fumes. When you burn trash, it breaks down to its chemical composition. That's what's in the smoke and that's what you're breathing, Byrne said. So you're breathing toxic smoke and possibly carcinogens. It's not healthy to do. It can cause you respiratory issues. And if you have respiratory issues already, it could exacerbate it. From Fitz News, South Carolina lawmakers will take up the issue of medical marijuana this week with longtime advocate Tom Davis, a veteran state senator from Beaufort County, pushing to get a long-awaited legalization bill through the state senate. Dubbed the Compassionate Care Act, Davis's bill, S-423, has 11 co-sponsors. It was set for special order this week, meaning senators voted to bring it forward to their top of their calendar for a debate on the floor. Legislation cleared the SC Senate Medical Affairs Committee last February, but senators refused to debate it at that time. Davis's bill would create a heavily regulated medical marijuana program in the Palmetto State, one in which pharmacists would oversee the distribution of cannabis to select patients based upon the recommendation of their physician. The previous version of medical marijuana legislation passed the Senate in 2022 by an overwhelming bipartisan margin, but it was killed in the SC House of Representatives. Republican leaders in the House, led by Speaker pro tempore Tommy Pope, helped block the vote on the bill. From Island News, Shannon Loper, who was fired as Beaufort County's Parks and Recreation Director in October of 2023, has been hired as the Interim Parks and Rec Director in Rincon, Georgia. according to a story published on the Effingham Herald's website January 25th. According to the story, Loper's first day on the new job was Tuesday, January 30th. According to the city's news release, Loper's hiring follows the resignation of the previous director in October. Loper was fired Monday, October 9, 2023 by Beaufort County. Sources within the government told the Island News that Loper was terminated because of her treatment of an employee. She had been employed by Beaufort County Parks and Recreation, formerly known as Parks and Leisure Services, or PALS, since 1998. She was promoted to director position in 2016. And now here are some events to get you out and about this weekend.
Hello, Beaufort County listeners. It's finally Friday, and I have some events to get you out and about this weekend. On Saturday at 4 p.m., you can enjoy an oyster roast at the Nectar in Bluffton. All roasts will be $5, house brewed beers, and from 5 to 8, you can enjoy the music of Corey Tate. Head to allevents.com for more information. Saturday from 12 to 3 is Taste of the Gullah at Arts Center in Coastal Carolina in Hilton Head. 2024 marks the 28-year history of the partnership between the Arts Center and the Gullah community. Taste of Gullah will be held at the Arts Center grounds once again for a celebration of this beautiful culture represented by arts, crafts, and entertainment, and of course, the main course, Gullah specialties. Residents and visitors alike will enjoy delicious food with Gullah flair. Head to welcometosheltercove.com for more information. And as always, you can check out some great movies at Highway 21 Drive-In Theater. Tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday on Screen 1 at 7:30, it's Anyone But You, rated R. Following that, you can see The Beekeeper, rated R, at 9:30. On Screen 2 at 7:30 p.m., you can see Argyle, rated PG-13, and then Night Swim, rated PG-13, at 9:50. And finally, on Screen 3, you can see Migration, rated PG, at 7 p.m., followed by Wonka, also rated PG, at 8:40. Hopefully, some of these events have piqued your interest, and maybe I'll see you out and about this weekend. Have a fun and safe weekend, Beaufort County. I'm Chloe G.
As always, we ask you check out our friends at Beaufort County Animal Services. There you can find courtesy posts for missing pets, found pets, and pets you can adopt. First, we want to highlight Patricia. She is a spitting image of our dog Tucker, but believe it or not, they are not siblings. She's a friendly girl, very engaged with people right off the bat, and no sit. She needs some training, but she's on the small side, so she's easier to control. She's available now. If you want to meet Patricia, call 843-255-5010. We'd also like to highlight Noodle. Why has Noodle been here since April? Your guess is as good as ours. Even though he has been in the shelter a long time, this boy is always happy. Some dogs are just born with such a good nature and positivity that it can't be taught. Noodle is definitely one of those special dogs. He loves people and playing with other dogs. He's also even more handsome in real life. If you want to meet Noodle, call 843-255-5010. Thanks for listening to Beaufort County This Week. To learn more about BCTV, please head over to BeaufortCounty.tv. This podcast is a production of BCTV. Chloe G, Social Media and Production Specialist. Matt Golden, Production Specialist. Cassie Hedden, Production Specialist. Tony Verga, Director. For feedback and information, please email BeaufortCountyTV@bcgov.net. All rights reserved.